She pours the rest of the water into our new pot, while Keem rekindles the fire by adding dry leaves and branches. Chu puts the chickens in the pot, submerging them in water to boil them whole. After an hour, she takes the chickens out, and we pluck the feathers off. Then she boils them for another hour or so. When they are cooked, she pours salt on them so they will not spoil. While she prepares the chickens, my stomach growls and my mouth waters. I have not had any kind of meat in such a long time. Finally, Chu announces they are done. Keem breaks off a leg, scoops up a bowl of rice, and hands it to me. He gives Chu the other leg, takes the breasts himself, and saves the rest for our trip. With our plates in front of us, we eat in silence. Slowly, I peel off the skin, which tastes tough and rubbery. I eat the rest of the chicken with joy and sadness, as I remember how Ma was beaten for trying to get some for Gek. After the meal, we pick up our bundles and walk back out to join the mob of people. Not knowing where we are going, we follow the traffic. We walk all day and stop to rest for the night along with everyone else. While others build fires, cook food, and talk, we eat our food in silence. On every side of us, men talk vehemently about the Yuan invasion and the defeat of Pol Pot's army. They spit out the evil Pol Pot's name and swear to each other they will hunt him and his officers down to avenge their suffering. Their voices grow to a feverish pitch as they recount the bodies they saw in the fields nearby their villages. Their words make me think of Mei Bong. For a year while I was at the camp, Mei Bong told me every day the Yuans were attacking Cambodia and that the mighty Khmer Rouge army would defeat them. She was so afraid of the Yuans taking over our country that she was paranoid the Yuans would populate Cambodia, and in a few years the country would become no more than a Yuan colony. How fearful she must be now, if she is alive, that the Yuans, our enemy, have invaded Kampuchea, and as a result stopped the Khmer Rouge from killing more Cambodians. Every night she told us that a Khmer Rouge soldier could kill 20 Yuan soldiers because our soldiers are better and braver fighters. I wonder what happened to the mighty Khmer Rouge soldiers. Maybe the Khmer Rouge's power is just another one of Pol Pot's many lies. My legs hurt and my body aches from the walk, but physical pain does not matter anymore. My mind wanders to Pa, Ma, and Gek, and I become deaf to the conversations around me.